Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's my first day back in the studio since I went to Billings, Montana, where we had our live Casual Friday show. I'm happy to be back in the studio. The first hour will be dedicated to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Rob Regish. We'll start that in just a moment. Second hour of the show is going to be a You Don't Want to Miss hour when Dr. Jose Antonio rejoins us to dispel protein myths. You know, silly things that have been going around the internet for decades, literally, about protein and protein consumption. We're going to get to the bottom of that a little bit later in the show. I just want to remind everybody that Thrive Market is giving away a $1,000 shopping spree. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click the ThriveMarket.com banner ad to enter. And don't forget, we're still giving away free samples of Exact, the best nootropic supplement on the market in a long, long time. You get free trial sample. Also, you can also save 25% off and get free shipping by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Exact banner ad today to learn more about that. And now, without further ado, his theme music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
And a big welcome back to you too, Rob. You were gone last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I was off, and I'm real happy to be back. I got a great night's sleep last night. I just took my Tranquilogen and Buckminster Fullerene.
Ah, you got it. Good for you.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. We'll start right off with a question. John Layfield. Oh, wait, do you want to plug anything? We have both Progenidrex and MassPro Synthogen in stock, right?
Yeah, and they're going to be at the Synthogen is going to it's on sale right now. So if you want to stock up, now's the time to grab it. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com. While you're there, there's a new issue of the Blueprint Bulletin for free. You can download it for free, and if not next week, but certainly before the end of the month, I will be announcing something big for January.
Excellent, excellent. CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. John Layfield said, so I've been playing around with several of the Kratom strains that you've mentioned recently on the show. I've sampled Bali, White and Green Vein Sumatra, Yellow Vietnam, and is it Vietnam or Vietnamese? Yellow Vietnam and Mang Da. There's something called Green Indo, though, and I'd like your take on it as well as Kratom in general.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Only in the past couple of years have I had practical experience with Kratom, and I really don't feel comfortable commenting on something until I do have that experience. But it was little discussed, at least in bodybuilding circles. Where I came across it was when I was researching Fenibut, and what I read really intrigued me. So I ordered some up, and lo and behold, it was everything these guys were raving about. I got a deep relaxation accompanied, at the same time by a peculiar energy, both mentally and physically, along with an analgesic effect to boot. So, in general, Kraytown can be very useful for everything from cerebral tasks like reading and writing to a pre-workout to enhance your training. The key is which strain to use. So as for pre-workouts, I like Green Malay or White Vein Sumatra. The green and the white strains tend to be more energetic, whereas the red strains are more sedating. I think you'll find that's true across the board. Mang Da is often put out there as the strongest. But honestly, I thought Green Malay did a much better job in that category. You know, get up and go. Now, you asked about Green Indo. It is probably the single best analgesic painkiller of the bunch. I would put it over Cesis, curcumin, ibuprofen, Advil, you know, and other OTC options. Now, bear in mind, it lasts 4 to 6 hours, and it does nothing to treat the underlying injury. But still, I know it gets many a guy through his training or dealing with an injury, right, until it heals. MileHighKraytown.com, I think it is, sells.
They've got the best stuff out there, and it's shipped inside the United States, so you don't have to worry about it not coming from anyplace else. You know, I had brunch with a buddy of mine this week, and I didn't think he was a Kraytown user, but he started talking about how he's been using it since we've talked about it on the show.
Wow.
And he says when he takes just the right amount, he didn't tell me which ones he's taking. He's not like, he bought several of them from Mile High and he's been using them. He says that when he takes just the right amount, I mean, he gets into the zone of like cleaning his house and doing things. But if he takes too much, it kind of wires him out where he can't focus on anything. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's all about the dose with Kraytown and what he's feeling. Those really weird energetic effects are Yohimbe-like compounds in the plant. Now, I didn't say Yohimbe alkaloids, which I know can cause a lot of anxiety. They cause a lot of sweating, panic, paranoia. They feel nothing like that. It really needs to be experienced to do it justice, because to be simultaneously relaxed but at the same time mentally and physically stimulated, it is quite an experience.
Well, I'm ready to take a plunge. I'm going to contact Mile High Kraytown today and get some. So what should I start out with, and what type of dose should I start out with? If all I'm really looking for is to be in that zone, I don't want to be sedated.
Ask him for Green Malay.
Okay.
And see if he's got any White Vein Sumatra. If he doesn't, go with the Private Reserve Bali.
Okay. Okay, and then start out with a very, very small dose, like a quarter of a teaspoon, an eighth of a teaspoon?
Yeah, you know, he sends along a very a nice scoop, which is a middle-of-the-road dose. It's certainly not going to be too much for a first-time user. So, you know, take it from there. You can either dial it down or dial it up, but I'm pretty confident in saying that scoop will not be too much.
Okay, and listen, there's a sale right now. Biggest discount of the year, SALE25, 25% off everything at MileHighKraytown.com. Check it out. George Ibarra says, Rob, I was trying to find the show where you talked about lowering cortisol. I don't recall which sups. I do remember you said after a workout, my lab always shows high cortisol, big coffee drinker.
Well, George brings up a good point, right? Too much cortisol can be detrimental to your efforts in the gym. It's worth reminding ourselves, though, that cortisol is there for a reason. You know, some cortisol is necessary. It's a good thing. Having said that, we'll take a look at what oversecretion of cortisol does. There are really two big ones. One, it'll chew up muscle. And two, it increases fat storage, usually around the waist. Now, I recently went through a rough time. It lasted for about 2 weeks. And I didn't measure them, but I'm certain my cortisol levels skyrocketed because, believe you me, I could see it and feel it in my waistline. So here are a few signs, absent a lab test, that you have high cortisol. You're not sleeping well. Even when you sleep, you're still tired. You're gaining weight, especially around the abdomen, despite exercise and dieting. You catch colds and infections easily. You crave unhealthy foods, backaches and headaches, no sex drive, your stomach is upset, you feel anxious and or you feel depressed. So it begs the question, what can you do about it? Rhodiola rosea would probably be one of the items at the top of my list. 200 to 600 milligrams a day, which is what we have in Tranquilogen. It's an adaptogen, so by definition, it'll help your body adapt to that stress. Phosphatidylserine is an excellent acute cortisol control agent, if not spendy. So 200 to 800 milligrams, depending upon the level of stress. 7-ketoDHEA, 25 to 100 milligrams a day, does a nice job bringing some cortisol down. And TMG, or trimethylglycine, 1.6 grams a day is the most often cited in the literature. It's fantastic cortisol control agent, and part of the reason I've got it in Synthogen. Now, although this isn't as sexy, meditation helps a lot, and it pays dues to learn how to do it. Things like pranic breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, that helps too. A lot of cortisol is released due to an event that's happening, right? Like a heavy workout or a perceived future event that's yet to happen that you have trepidation over. Now, if it was me, I'd keep some 7-keto DHEA or phosphatidylserine around just in case. I do just that, and I get an effective dose of TMG every day when I take my Synthogen. So those are some of the ways to fight back. It's not a pretty thing, excess cortisol.
Let me tell you what I use, especially because my routine today that I've been using in the past almost 3 months now does tease the overtraining quite a bit. 2 to 3 IUs, obviously you've got to have a prescription for this. You're going to have to go and find a doctor, an anti-aging doctor that's willing to prescribe this for you. But 2 to 3 IUs of oxytocin post-workout. Wow. There's plenty of research out there that shows that it drops cortisol. In fact, if you take it before the workout, it'll suppress cortisol production during the workout. You don't want that. You want cortisol to rise because cortisol plays a role in energy management during your training. But if you want to get cortisol back down again quickly, 2 to 3 IUs of oxytocin works really, really well.
Interesting.
I'm going to go ahead and take our break now. When we come back, we have a question from Henry Kozlowski. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Check out CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, for those of you who are really interested in checking out Kratom, Mile High Kratom just sent me a message. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, I told you about the 25% off coupon code, right? Let me get this for you. I got to get this. Is amazing. Sale 25, SALE 25, gets you everything on the website for 25% off. That sale ends December 31st. He is completely overstocked. Get a load of this. Kilos of 50% off, plus you can take an additional 25% off using that coupon code. So that's 75% off kilos, plus free shipping on orders over $100. If you've thought about using Kratom, or you're using Kratom now, this is an opportunity to stock up. This is the best Kratom on the internet, right, Rob?
I have used it all, literally, from straight from Malaysia and the other southeastern countries, or Southeast Asia countries. And his stuff is by far the strongest and this is important, the cleanest burning of all of them.
So 50% off kilos plus an additional 25% off when you use the coupon code SALE25. Plus free shipping on orders over $100. Let them know you heard about it here on the Blueprint Power Hour and Superhuman Radio. Okay, the next question comes from Henry Kozlowski. He said, I can't find Picamelon anywhere anymore due to the FDA's recent warning. It seems all the companies have pulled it. I really hope mellow, it really helped mellow me out, and I like it a lot better than straight GABA. Do you have any other options? Yeah, Kratom. No, I'm making
Yeah, well, for reference sake, Picamelon was a drug that was developed in Russia. And it's a pretty savvy combination, if not simple, of GABA bound to niacin, right? Which crosses the blood-brain barrier very easily, which is straight GABA's main drawback. The niacin is also a superb vasodilator, increasing blood flow to the brain better than any other supplement in its class. It's not a must-have product for a lot of people, nor is it used by most companies in a widespread manner. So it was really interesting to watch how the FDA kind of handpicked this innocuous amino bound to a vitamin, right, to go after. I suspect they did so for just that reason, being it'd be easy to squash it, you know. That is to say, the industry quickly stopped selling it, not because it was deemed illegal or dangerous. It just wasn't worth the money to fight the government, because there's no large-scale outcry for it. Now, the FDA argues that although GABA is found in nature and niacin the same, the bonding of the two made it a no-no. This is a very, very dangerous thing.
Can you just take them together? Can you just take, you know, 5 grams of GABA and 200 milligrams of niacin?
No, I wish it were so. That was my first thought, too, but I spoke to some folks. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. But here's why it's dangerous. There's an entire, you know, a long laundry list of supplements out there based upon that bonding model. You know, think about your NO2 products. The bedrock ingredient for those is arginine. And what do? They attach it to an amino acid, alpha-ketoglutarate. They also contain things like other products similar, citrulline malate, dicreatine malate, which is a great product, like picamelin. These could be construed as not being recognized, which was, I think, their language, as a dietary supplement by the FDA. So all they did was they threw out this warning letter and companies got frightened and they pulled it. Now, I know a lot of you love your Fenibut too. And there have been rumors about that. They could make the same argument. You know, GABA is naturally occurring, yeah, but slapping a phenyl group on it isn't. So what are we to do? What are we to do? Here's the positive in all this. Neither picamelin nor Fenibut nor a lot of ingredients have been declared illegal. You know, that would take an act of Congress or some other legislative maneuver, which it takes time, and it costs money. What I'm saying is one option may be to still order from overseas, right? Because unless it's illegal here, I don't see any problem with it. You know, it's going to get through customs. It's not a scheduled substance, yada, yada. So as I see it, this is the FDA's new tactic for getting products off the market. They release a paper by XYZ medical doctor and say, you know, this compound isn't, we don't recognize it as a dietary supplement. The industry rolls over, right, pulls the product and moves on to something else until we collectively stand up to the government. It's only going to get worse. So those are your options as I see it. Are there other herbs, you know, that'll do that? Yeah. You know, there's valerian root, which I take at night. There's kava, standardized for kava lactones. So there are other things that can take the edge off.
Let's not forget CBD. We have a new CBD supplier coming aboard in January has a wide variety of CBD products. Let's not forget the cannabidiol molecule found in industrial hemp, which has no psychoactive effects. Doesn't make you high, but a lot of people take it specifically to take the edge off and for social anxiety settings. Some people even train with it because they say it relaxes them to the point where when they're going some of their heavier lifts, they don't feel washed out. They don't get themselves psyched out. So wow. CBD is another one of those things that is legal in the United States.
Yeah, that's sweet. I can't wait to learn more about that.
Well, we're going to have a couple shows with anticipation of the new sponsor coming aboard in January. And the nice thing about this new sponsor is they not only have CBD products, but they have hemp products. They have clothing.
Yep.
They have salves and moisturizers made from industrial hemp. So it's not all about the CBD oil. It's this is the largest hemp supplier in the United States, U.S. hemp wholesaler that has a retail side, and they're coming aboard to the show.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. We have a question from Bob Panovich. He says, I'd like your thoughts on intra-workout supplementation. I'm dosing 25 grams of BCAAs during my workout, and I'm a lot less sore. But I hear you talk a lot about how that's not enough. It's not. My question is, why isn't it enough, and how much better will it my results be with all the bells and whistles? I guess he's talking about EAAs when he says all the bells and whistles, right?
Maybe. You know, I have long hammered the importance of this topic, right, going so far as to say this. Before you drop a dime on any supplement, get your intra-workout supplementation in order. Now, why is that? Let's look at the facts. When you train, blood flow to the muscles increases 400% minimum. Your cortisol levels are increasing, and that should be addressed and can be addressed. And the muscles are stretching and contracting, making those tiny micro tears that will be repaired later. The reason BCAAs, branched chain aminos, aren't enough is this. Yes, they stimulate muscle protein synthesis, but they can't complete the process. You need all nine essential aminos, and at the right time, meaning during or immediately after your workout, to get a jump start on muscle growth. Now, your cortisol levels need to be addressed too, either through raising insulin by using a sugary drink, to address the cortisol issues, you could take a CORT inhibitor, like I spoke to earlier, like TMG. It is also an ideal time to give your body the materials needed to build carnosine stores, ATP, and other stuff powering the mitochondria of the cell. So you miss your opportunity to do this, and the best case scenario is you kind of stay the same. At worst, you wasted a workout. So the one thing I'll caution you about is to make sure that you're getting tryptophan in your essential amino acids product. Believe it or not, a lot of the big box companies and labs try to fool you by slipping in tyrosine or 5-hydroxytryptophan, or some other nonsense. If it doesn't have tryptophan in there, put the bottle back on the shelf and move on. You know, they're either ignorant or deceitful, neither of which is going to benefit you. So, I think all the essential amino acids are in Thrive, right?
We're not talking about that yet.
Okay.
But soon.
Soon.
Well, you got to peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You got to peek behind the curtain.
So, I do that in my product, Mass Pro Synthogen. If you take a look at the formula, it addresses all of those points and more. A workout or three is all that'll take with that, and you'll have no doubt full-spectrum essential aminos vastly outperform branch chains, and you will have upped your game considerably.
Because branch chain amino acids just send the signal to start building muscle, but EAAs also give them the bricks and mortar. That's the way to think about it.
It really is a big difference.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour later in the show. The illustrious Dr. Jose Antonio, founder and chairperson of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, is going to come on and dispel myths about protein consumption that many of you have been repeating way too often for way too long. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Axl Rose was a big fan of Kratom. Did you know that, Rob?
I'll tell you.
Actually, he was a big fan of a different type of Kratom called heroin, actually. I'm sorry, I got that wrong.
He's a much better musician with it, I
promise. Yeah, that's for sure. Greg Geldart says, so I've been thinking of trying something new, supplement-wise. My goal is to put on another 15 to 20 pounds of muscle. I just did that in 3 months, by the way. I'm not lying either. I'm going to put pictures of myself up. I'm 19 years old. I'm currently taking C4 pre-workout, NO2 Black, and an extra 100 grams of protein a day from Optimum Whey. 6 feet and 200 pounds. Is there anything hot at the moment that I'm overlooking? Suggestions?
Nope.
Yeah, cold calories.
I went to 2 of the biggest bodybuilding and supplement boards out there. And it's been a while since I've been out there. But after I read through the topics and the supplement sections, it just blew my mind. You know, what companies are doing is they're repackaging rehashed hash, presenting it as new or new and improved, then sending out tons of free samples and cashing in. Now, they're mostly pre-workouts, nothing more than caffeine pills, including one or two herbs from deepest, darkest Africa, and a flashy label. Now, in my opinion, nothing is more pathetic. The thing is, these companies know that a new crop of 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, whatever, comes around every year. And they haven't seen, heard, or tried these things. Now, since it's a high-margin product, pre-workouts, they end up making a killing. So, in the U.S. at least, pro-hormones are dead on arrival, thanks to Daska. And there's little innovation in the supplement end of things, you know, specifically what you're looking for. So, you know, what's the upshot of this? Look, everybody knows it. It's just going to drive more kids to the black market for steroids, something that the government professes they want to stop. But looking at your list, on the one hand, you've kept it to three products, which is good. The downside is I wouldn't be using any of them. You know, in fact, I would say junk all three. You know, your best bet is to get on something like super squats, 20-rep breathing squats, and rearrange your supplements to look more like this. You know, if you need the if you need the energy pre-workouts, just, you know, use caffeine tabs or coffee, you know, and you're going to get 90 to 100% of the kick that you do with other fancy formulas, and save a boatload of money in the process. If you want to step it up a notch, Primatene pills that have ephedrine hydrochloride are still behind the counter in your local drugstore. Yes, you'll have to sign for it. Yes, you'll have to present your license.
But as long as you're not making methamphetamine out of it, you'll be okay.
Right. You're going to have the best thermogenic there ever was. The other thing I'd do is I would use Crealkaline, creatine, a gram and a half a day. I was surprised I didn't see creatine on your list. You know, ditch the NO2 stuff and get on Crealkaline. It's pH-buffered creatine. In fact, it is creatine monohydrate. People try to paint it as something else, but it gets much more efficiently absorbed. You know, 1.5 grams a day is equal to about 15 grams of monohydrate. And there are now so many studies showing that creatine works. Efficacy is no longer an issue. And then finally, you know, the optimum protein blend, in my opinion, has to go. Any intact protein, and this goes back to intra-workout supplementation, any intact protein, even whey, has to be broken down into its constituent amino acids. And that takes, even in whey, a fast protein, 60 to 90 minutes. You want something with essential amino acids and all nine.
And you will have something soon. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
You will have.
Just wait till January, because what we are releasing here at the Superhuman Radio Network is really the most advanced protein product in the world, and I say that without any amount of hype. You'll see. But anyway, and also at your size, if you're not eating 42 to 4500 calories a day, don't tell me about the supplements you're taking. You're not giving your body what it needs to build muscle.
Yeah, 20 to 25 times body weight is a good rule of thumb.
I mean, you know what? I just ate 4,200 calories a day for 2.5 months, and I went from 228 to 244 this morning. And yes, some of it is fat, but a very small amount of it is fat. I went out to brunch with this guy that was telling me about the Kratom.
Yep.
Ask Elisa next time you talk to her. He said no fewer than three times, man, you've gotten bigger. Man, you've gotten bigger. And he didn't mean fat. I said, yeah, I've been training really hard. I mean, I'm training really hard right now, but I'm eating in and of itself is a job.
Yeah.
If you want muscle and you're not eating the calories, don't tell me you want muscle because you're not committed to it.
Yeah. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, when it came time, every 2 to 3 hours and the wristwatch went off, you ate. You know, whether I felt like eating or
Bingo.
Not.
That's it.
And it's a lot of preparation, it's a lot of consumption, and a lot of cleaning up.
But, yeah, yeah. I spend most of my time eating, cooking, or pooping right now. Rob Longo said, I saw where Progenidrex was back in stock at Predator Nutrition, so I picked up two bottles. First time around, and I gained 8 solid pounds in as many weeks, and I kept them too. What I'm looking for is how to get the most out of them without doing squats or deadlifts through my lower back out, so I have to go easy. Any suggestions?
Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat, so let's talk about solutions. Both the squat and deadlift train the posterior chain, right? The glutes, hams, and lower back. The key is in identifying which exercises work the same muscle groups but don't aggravate your underlying injury. The top picks off the top of my head are as follows. Hip belt squats, the Russian step up with heavy dumbbells, the glute ham bridge, and a top range rack pull. So, and I'll explain the last one because it might be counterintuitive, but just because the lower back is injured, it doesn't mean that we can't squat. The hip belt squat will give you all of the benefits of axial loading or vertical loading with virtually none of the risk. You can work your legs to the max, and if you collapse, so what? You know, you lower the weights to the floor, unhook yourself, and walk away. The hip belt squat also prevents you from leaning forward with this heavy weight on your back and the likely cause of your injury. Now, Russian step-ups with heavy dumbbells, they're an incredibly demanding exercise. In fact, the Russian, I forget his name, world champion, performed the weighted step-up exclusively for at least a year, leading up to his world record clean and jerk. So, as an added bonus, they're going to train your cardiovascular system like you wouldn't believe. You'll be huffing and puffing more so than if you're doing straight cardio. Glute ham bridge, that looks kind of funny, but it allows you to use monster weights while laying flat on the ground, right? In that position, there's no vertical compression of the spine. It builds tremendous core strength, as well as teaching you to pop the hips through, which is absolutely key in completing a squat or a deadlift. The top range rack pulls, they are surprisingly easy on the lower back because there is no flexing, right, of your trunk. You can use more weight there, top range rack pull, than virtually any other exercise in the gym. And believe you me, you're going to feel it because it builds a strong back and a lot of, in fact, all of the muscles in the body. You know, as for Progenidrex, it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. On training days, you're going to want to take 6 caps around 15 minutes prior to your workout, and then lots of water to hydrate. And on off days, 6 caps with your highest carb-based meal of the day. You want to make sure you're eating at least 500 calories a day above maintenance and practicing one of the progressive resistance routines. Obviously, I'm biased, but the ones in the blueprint are the best. It's just plain and simple. I'm going to lay it out there. Well, if you don't want to use that, I'd rather like Charles Staley's EDT or his 10% solution programming for Progenidrex. They both have a heavy slant towards hypertrophy and enough mechanical work along with the overload to stimulate growth. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, and definitely eat more. That's really the answer. Just eat more.
I mean, if you're not eating that extra 500-600 calories you need a day, which is going to be...
You're not going to grow. You're not going to grow because your body doesn't think that there's an abundance, and muscle is a luxury as far as the body is concerned. Fat is a necessity.
Just think about this. There are little men inside your muscles that are trying to lay down new bricks.
Yeah, and you're starving them.
Yeah. If you don't give them the bricks, they can't build new muscle.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I actually like this song. Let's play it for a second. It's Metallica and Punjabi. What he said was, "I'll see you at the club tonight, girl. I'm going to be popping the Chris." See? and we're going to be dancing all night long. That's what he said. I figured I'd translate for you, Rob. Okay, welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob, so what is the Blueprint tip of the day?
The tip of the day is research chemicals. Will they be next?
For the yes,
FDA,
they will.
On the FDA's bit list. Yeah. So before we had talked about how the FDA had gone after USP labs. I think it's important to take a look at why they did that. Allegedly, USP labs was having synthetic DMAA shipped into the country and labeling it as sourced from an herb. I think in one case it was, they had it labeled green tea. Now, I suppose you can argue anything, but the problem is this. The feds have the emails going from USP Lab CEO to China instructing them to send a fake C of A to make it look legit. Needless to say, the FDA didn't like that. They raided his place and his company, filed an 11-count indictment, and in his mid-30s then, the CEO's future is looking pretty grim. Now, they've also been more aggressive in other areas, right? We talked about picamelin being pulled. A harmless supplement. I could not find one adverse reaction report. Now, we talked before about how they didn't make it illegal. They just published this paper saying they didn't recognize it as a legitimate dietary supplement, which begs the question. What are they going after next? My money is on SARMs, selective androgen receptor modulators, and related items. Now, I'm not a big fan of SARMs, but it would seem to me, right, they're part of the solution, not the problem, because here we have a class of compounds that don't look anything like steroids. Most of them don't impart the side effects of steroids either. And although they don't work like steroids, I believe they're going to continue to refine them until they get closer. Now,
but why not use steroids?
Well, Schedule 3.
No, it's a rhetorical question. It's just stupid. It's silliness. It's like we're going to reinvent steroids so that we can patent them and control them so it doesn't cost an HRT clinic $6 a week to give somebody their meds. It costs them $600 a month.
Right, and at least with steroids, they're known compounds. Yeah, 60-year history out there.
Yeah, they mimic your hormones. I mean, come on. But right. Anyway, go ahead. It was rhetorical.
So word on the street is the company selling these research chemicals and peptides, etc., they're, some of them, are making a boatload of money.
Yeah.
They're also very adept at closing up shop and then doing business under a new company name. And in fact, the FDA, DEA, government, whatever you want to call them, has already started in on popping these guys. In June of this year, there was a 45-year-old Florida man. His name was Gavin Burns. He was owner Gavin Burns Smith, owner of Precision Peptides and DNA Peptides. He was indicted by a federal grand jury for selling misbranded drugs online.
Was that for the peptides or the research chemicals that he got bumped for?
Okay, but
no, I'm asking you. Do you know if it was for peptides or for the research chemicals?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Honestly don't know. I don't know if they even made the distinction.
Yeah,
but it's a good question. And earlier this month, it was announced that he would be serving the maximum sentence. 3 years in prison, and he has to forfeit, ready for this?
Everything.
$2.1 million.
Yeah. And they're going to take everything. They're going to take his home. They're going to take stuff that he didn't buy with peptide money. You know what I mean?
They're going to take everything because asset forfeiture is the new name of the game. That's more money. If you're the government, that's more money for your agency.
That's why I'll never worry about the government coming after me because I'm broke.
Right.
It'll cost them more money to prosecute me than they'd get out of me.
Here's the interesting thing that came out of the FDA's press release, at least to me. They noted that Smith's behavior was, quote-unquote, extremely bold. right? For instance, he was served with federal search warrants as long ago as August 2012, but then continued operating the business out of his home through a different website. So, meanwhile, while he was doing this, he advertised heavily in the magazines and at conventions. He had sponsored athletes who promoted his products. He made personal claims regarding his own results from these products and provided dosing information to consumers via his website and Facebook page. Now, that is not exactly what you'd call flying under the radar. You know, nor is it.
It's more like thumbing your nose at the government.
Exactly. You know, he was the people that have been doing this and have gotten popped. They've really been asking for it.
Yeah.
You know, some of them have become so brazen, it's incredible. And if ever the phrase, you know, he was the architect of his own demise applied to anyone, it's this guy. So I, for one, sincerely hope we continue to have access to these products because they do have tremendous benefits.
You know why we're going to always have access to them? Because there's some guys that are operating outside the United States, and they've been operating outside the United States for years now. Now, whether or not, I actually talked to an attorney friend of mine, J. Clark Baird, who specializes in this area of law.
Yep.
And he said what's going to happen is the government is going to start looking for people who live inside the United States that are running businesses that are established outside the United States like this and try to pop them inside the United States, but it's going to be hard for them to do.
Yeah, you know, you're right. There's always a loophole that someone's willing to take a risk to try to exploit because, obviously, the money is there. I mean, these guys are making
hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I misquoted. I said 30, 40, 50. I was talking to Clark about this after you and I talked about this on the air. And he said these guys are making $250,000, $350,000 a month in peptides and research chemicals.
Yeah, and you know what? As the law is written right now, it is very, very difficult for the government to prosecute. And an interesting note, I read in Rick Collins' column the other day, he said his company and his legal team has been extremely successful in defending people that have been accused of, you know, selling these research peptides. And I have to believe that's because as of now, they are not scheduled substances.
Yeah.
So it's all in how aggressively you want to portray it as these are for research chemical or research purposes only. But on the one hand, you're saying that. But on the other hand, on your Facebook page, you're telling guys how much dose of it.
Yeah. And you know what the other thing is no one's asking? How the hell did they get... What made the government even start to intercept those emails between the supplier in China or wherever it was and USP Labs? I mean, they must have had some good intel that they were able to go and get, whatever the legal requirement is to start tapping people's phones and reading their emails to gather all that information, because they had all that information before they went and pinched everybody.
100% agree. There had to be Somebody
in the company got pissed off because they were treated, went to the feds and said, this is what these guys are doing, and they built a case on it. I'm betting money on that one.
Right. Or they popped that little fish and said, look, you're going away for a long time, boss.
Well, in the area of USP Labs, there was no little fish to pop. I mean, this was a legitimately running company until someone said they're doing something illegal, and then the feds got interested in them, and then they started to do all the things that they do to gather information. But somebody from the inside had to have gone to the feds and said, this is what these guys are doing. They're getting fake COAs. I've seen the emails where they're like, oh, really? Now we need to get the emails off that hard drive.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game to be playing. Yeah. But like I said, I for one hope that they do remain legal. Just let's be careful about how we talk about them and sell them.
Rob, thanks for everything today. And we'll see you next time. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about all of the things that Rob promotes and sells. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by the illustrious Dr. Jose Antonio. And we're going to dispel the myths that have been going around the internet forever about protein consumption. Stay tuned, LeBron.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No
more working for Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, there's a lot of misinformation about nutrition out there. Some of it is just plain silliness. If you apply any type of critical thinking, you scratch your head and go, how could that even be true? There are very few who are as trusted and well-respected than my next guest when it comes to sports nutrition. That's Dr. Jose Antonio. How you doing, Dr. Antonio?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful day here in South Florida.
I'm jealous. Stop it. You know, I you're a big fan of paddle boating, right?
In fact, I did this morning. I went paddling. You call it paddle boarding. I just call it paddling.
Okay.
and it was actually perfect. It was like 79 degrees, sunny, a little slight breeze. Man, I love living in paradise. That's all I got.
You know what? I want to move. I really do want to move to Florida. We've talked about it, Elisa and I, and we're getting to that point where the winters are getting cold. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. It feels like they're getting colder. I don't know, but I don't want to be here anymore.
So, well, hey, you know, we got a lot of space, so
yeah, I know.
Come on down.
So, okay, so let's start with one of the silliest ones I've ever heard, which maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're going to tell me, no, that's actually true. Or maybe in the context of certain facts, it's true. But for a long time, people have propagated this this notion that anything more than 30 grams of protein cannot be assimilated by the human body.
You know, it's interesting. I think the way people typically phrase it, when they phrase it as a question, it always goes like this. What's the most I could eat per meal, and what happens to the so-called excess if I eat more than that? And I've heard the 30-gram figure, I've heard 40 grams, I've even heard as low as 20 grams. Anything over 20 grams is a waste. And really, you know, one of the more sort of absurd and silly answers is that, well, if you're eating more than 30 grams, the rest just goes to waste. And then when I sort of push them to clarify that, I say, so if I ate 40 grams, 10 grams would go where exactly?
Yeah, right.
And they look at you sort of, you know, puzzled because I'm trying to get an exact answer. I'm like, so where does it go? Where does the 10 grams just disappears or it exits, you know, exits your rear end?
And
where does it go?
So I had a woman once tell me that your body cannot digest more than 30 grams of protein per sitting. And I looked at her and I said, and I know this was vulgar, I said, that just can't be true. Otherwise, I would be passing whole pieces of steak and chicken in the toilet bowl. I mean, it just can't be true.
Well, the common sense button, you know, went off in your brain. You're like, wait a minute. If I eat that much steak or chicken, literally, you would have to pass it through your body,
yeah,
right?
If
you were to follow the logic. And obviously, humans don't do that. They actually digest it. It gets absorbed, et cetera, et cetera. And I think what people are confusing or conflating is absorbing it versus utilizing it. And the question is, how much do you need to eat for your body to utilize? And even the term utilization is kind of tricky because let's say, for instance, you know, you work out and you need, and I'll just make this number up, you need roughly 200 grams of protein a day and you divide it over, you know, five or six meals.
And
let's say,
yeah.
So let's say one of these meals you're like, you know what, I'm just hungry. I'm not just going to eat one steak. I'm going to need a steak, some ribs, and some chicken, which, for you, let's say it's more than enough protein. So
right.
The question really is, what happens to that, quote, protein that you don't need per se for skeletal muscle hypertrophy, for muscle recovery, and also just normal protein turnover? I mean, let's face it, most of your body, if you remove the fat, is protein. And
right.
Every cell has to undergo what we call turnover. It has to repair itself, et cetera, et cetera. So let's say once your body's done doing all of that, it's repaired everything, it's helped your muscles, it's everything. So the question is, okay, what happens to that extra, let's say, 10 or 15 grams of protein? Well, typically, scientists believe that we basically oxidize it. So you burn it as fuel because you can't store that extra protein. So that's why you'll notice, and I've noticed this in some of the studies I've done on high-protein diets, a lot of the study subjects will say they feel chronically hot, meaning temperature-wise.
Yes.
They say, I'm sweating and lie in bed, I feel like I'm hot. And that's basically your body saying, you know what, I can't store this stuff. And it's very, here's the funny part, or not the funny part, but the ironic part. It's very difficult to convert it to fat. So what does your body do? Your body's like, huh, okay, well, I'm just gonna turn you into a furnace and you're just going to have to burn it.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. I mean, it's just kind of interesting, the whole, well, and I always sort of rephrase the question this way when someone says, well, if you eat more than 30 grams, your body really doesn't need it, blah, 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 blah. And I say, okay, let's pretend that's true. I'm gonna give that to you. Okay, 30 grams. So if all you're eating is 30 grams per meal, you still have to backfill the rest of your diet. So if you're sitting at dinner and you eat that one little piece of chicken breast for 30 grams, you're like, okay, huh, what's left to eat? Well, carbs, fat, and alcohol.
Right.
So that's what your diet's going to be, a high-carb, high-fat, high-alcohol diet because you're afraid of eating more protein. So it's just bizarre because people don't think about the other part of the equation. You have to backfill your diet with two other things, and I throw alcohol in there because, you know, people love to drink during the holidays.
Right.
But, you know, if you're not eating protein, you're eating carbs and fat. And, you know, if you want to get fat, my guess is it's a lot easier to do it on carbs and fat than it is on protein, and certainly based on some of the studies I've done.
Well, and in fact, do you think that that thermogenic effect of eating protein is actually why, in the study we talked about last time you were on the show, the 2 grams versus 3.4 grams per kilo, those individuals lost more body fat, the ones that ate the higher protein?
Yeah, you know, I think that might be the most plausible explanation, not only a thermic effect of protein, but also, you know, what we refer to as NEAT, or N-E-A-T, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, that perhaps by eating all that extra protein, in a way it forces your body or makes your body want to move, because sort of laying around isn't what it wants to do, and that's what NEAT is, or NEAT. It's sort of that, you know, fidgeting, moving around, standing instead of sitting, walking instead of standing, taking the stairs instead of the escalator or elevator. That constitutes all these little activities that over, you know, in one day you're like, oh, that's hardly anything. How many calories do you actually burn doing that? Well, in one day, not much, but if you do it every day, you'll notice that, wow, it's a great way to regulate body weight. And I think, you know, there's more research coming out that in terms of regulating body weight, particularly when you're comparing obese or overweight individuals versus normal weight individuals, that NEAT or NEAT may actually play a much bigger role than previously thought, in that if you get people who are obese or overweight, you'll tend to notice that they just don't move much at all. Not just exercise much, but they just don't move much. Whereas people who can maintain a good body weight from like age 18 to age 60, they tend to move around a lot, not just with exercise, but just they move. They don't sit around. So, you know, it could be an important aspect of, you know, why eating a higher protein diet seems to help.
What about this notion, kind of staying with this idea for a second? I read someplace last year, actually it was an online video that I watched, where a scientist presented the supposition that our body is actually searching for protein. And the reason that when you eat a high carbohydrate diet, you tend to consume more is because your body is looking for protein as the end point of its hunting, if you will. And so when protein is a small amount of your diet, you eat more. But when you eat a high protein diet, that's why satiety seems to be higher in a high protein diet.
You know, that's actually an interesting point, that if you, as human animals, if we don't have access to meat or milk or something that's high in the essential amino acids, we compensate by eating just a lot more carbs because, I mean, there's still protein in carbohydrate foods, just not much. You just got to eat a lot of it. So it makes sense that you would compensate for it. And you know, the two essential nutrients for humans are protein and fat. Those are things that our body just does not make. Our body does make glucose. I mean, we don't have, quote, an essential need for carbohydrate. Now, people think, well, does that mean I don't have to eat carbs? Well, no, of course you need to eat carbs because it helps you exercise. You can't possibly exercise hard on a low-carb to no-carb diet, or it's just extremely difficult. But protein and fat are still the two most important macronutrients because the essential amino acids, we need to get in our diet because we can't make it, and also the two essential fatty acids, we need to get them in our diet because we don't make it. So I always rank those two macronutrients ahead of carbs. However, depending on the sport you're involved in, whether it's in the strength power end or the endurance end, you need to increase carb intake, particularly towards the endurance end, just because you need it to train. Whereas, you know, let's say you're a power lifter or you do a track and field event like the high jump or the long jump, There's not this crazy need for a high carb diet. So again, you titrate it depending on what the needs are for your sport.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about just briefly touch on the information that you presented last time, but use the 3-meal-a-day template to ask you if it's as effective. Hitting that 3.4 grams per kilo if all you're doing is 3 meals a day. We're talking with Dr. Jose Antonio. We're busting myths about protein consumption. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural product. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jose Antonio, and we are busting protein consumption myths, dietary protein myths that have been going around for way too long. This next one, you know, is an interesting one to me. So you have to eat 5 to 6 times a day. You've got to split your, and this kind of leads, this actually probably comes from the whole eating more than 30 grams of protein in a single sitting is a waste of time. But what if I want to hit my 3.4 grams in 3 meals a day. And that means that I have to eat 350 grams of protein in 3 meals a day. Am I missing an opportunity? Am I wasting my time? Is this not going to work for me?
You mean in terms of doing the 3 meals versus the 5 or 6 meals?
Yes.
I've noticed, though, in the studies we've done at Nova Southeastern University, in general, most people, and maybe just by some weird fluke, most of the people we recruit as study subjects, a lot of them tend to be recreational bodybuilders, personal trainers, and, you know, I'm starting up some studies on stand-up paddlers, but in general, they're already eating what some would already describe as a high-protein diet, meaning they're getting about 2 to 2.2 grams per kilo. Now, when we do the interventional studies where we bump it up, we have a high-protein group bump it up to 3.4, 3.5 grams per kilo, usually via protein powder. What we do notice is that for a lot of people, that actually is difficult to reach unless they eat multiple meals. Meaning, let's say, you know, we say, okay, you're only allowed to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. I would guarantee that 90% of these subjects would say, I can't do this because it's just too much to eat per meal, even if it includes protein powder. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, eating frequent meals, let's say 6 meals a day, you don't do it because there's a higher thermogenic effect. I know that's what we used to think 10, 15 years ago, but you do it because it's practical. I mean, think about, you know, football players who are well over 300 pounds or Olympic weightlifters who are, you know, or sumo wrestlers who are over 400 pounds. Imagine if they could only eat 3 times a day. There's just no way
right. They
would get the amount of protein. So from a pragmatic standpoint, you got to spread your meals out just because, one, it's practical, meaning you can get enough protein, carbs, and fat in that meal. And two, this is where the whole nutrient timing thing gets kind of a little fuzzy because you can't really separate what you eat post-workout from your total intake because you have to eat post-workout because it represents an opportunity to consume a meal.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side of that is in terms of, you know, when people say, well, do I need to consume protein post-workout? Or a meal replacement powder, the question I usually pose back is there ever an advantage to you not eating post-workout? And anyone with half a brain would say, well, of course not. There's no advantage to not eating. Well, then, of course. Well, then eat.
Right.
What are you waiting for?
Right. So the bottom line is, if, in fact, you were an animal of sorts and you could eat 150 grams of protein in a sitting and be ready to eat again in 3 to 4 hours, and you only eating 3 to 4 times a day, and one of those meals happened to be your post-workout meal because you trained at, let's say, 11 o'clock, and by the time you're done training, you had your lunch meal, that you would probably see the same results that someone would see eating 5 to 6 times a day, right?
You know, possibly. And here's the interesting thing. The few studies that have looked at eating frequent meals versus eating low frequency but high volume versus low volume but high frequency mm-hmm. of meals have tended to show that if you spread your meals out roughly every 3 hours, it seems to be better.
Yeah.
But the caveat is this. The total amount of protein given to those subjects over the course of the day was like small. It's sort of like, okay, we're going to give you 100 grams a day, but we're going to have you guys do it in 6 meals and you guys do it in 3 meals. And I'm thinking, 100 grams a day,
yeah. That's
nothing. You know, right. If you were to do it for like 200 or 300 grams, I'd be like, okay, maybe there's something there.
Right.
But, you know, I always look at some of the examples in the animal kingdom. If you look at animals that are, you know, typically carnivorous animals, what do? They eat, they gorge when they have food.
Yes.
They don't let food sit around. They're like, I'll think I'll eat this part of this wildebeest today, wait, you know, 3 hours,
that's
eat the rest
exactly,
of it.
That's exactly my argument from an ancestral standpoint. I go, look, Grog didn't work all day catching that water buffalo to go, I know, I'll eat a small piece of him now, and I'll come back in 3 hours and eat some more. He ate until he couldn't eat anymore, and then he went on, you know?
Yes, exactly. Humans would do that because they didn't know when their next meal, so they would eat and eat till they couldn't eat, and then when, you know what, they got hungry again, we're going to eat as much as possible again. So in a way, evolutionarily speaking, it's built into us to be able to gorge because that's how we survive. Now, you know, I wouldn't recommend that when you're training for an athletic event that, hey, let's get all our calories, you know, in breakfast, and then you'll be bloated for a while. But it does make sense that you can, you know, and when I was thinking the whole 3 meals a day and some of these subjects who have to consume like 300 grams of protein, I'm thinking, it's definitely doable to get that 100 grams of protein per meal, but it would just be difficult. So to me, I look at it not so much from a science standpoint, but from a practical standpoint. It's just not practical.
There's some days where I've had to do it. I have had no choice because of the way my schedule went. I trained where I only ended up eating three meals because I have a cutoff time. I don't like to eat past like 6 or 7 o'clock at night because I just don't sleep as well. And so I've had to eat 125 grams of protein per sitting in three meals. And I've been able to do it. You know, you got to get creative with it. Like you said, you have to use a little protein powder here, drink some of it, and eat some of it. But I've been able to do it. So it I know that I think there's probably other people out there that can do it. But whether or not it leads to your goal, obviously that's a totally different story.
Right. And that's the thing. Depending on one's goals, you know, there's a lot we can tweak in terms of diet and things like that. So, I mean, it's fascinating discussion. I think it's, you know, the whole idea of how frequently you should eat, the total grams of protein you need per meal. I mean, people are going to argue back and forth, but I think as a way to start, you should look at total protein intake per day so that you start there. And then from sort of a practical standpoint, because we have work, we have jobs, we have family, we have friends, we can't just sit around all day, train and eat and sleep. I mean, I guess you could if you wanted.
You wish.
And get paid to do that. You know, oh, yeah, those are professional athletes. They're allowed to do that.
When I had Dr. Malin Watfi on the show in 2013, I guess it was, and he first talked about his book of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, which really opens a interesting aspect of meal timing from an ancestral standpoint, that you have to go out and fear the peptides and the brain hormones that are released during fear that overcome that you have to overcome fear in order to allow hunger to make you go out and hunt and all these other things, and how they play into nutritional partitioning after a meal. I started to experiment with long fasts, training fasted, and then having one gigantic meal after training. And I did that for quite a few weeks, actually. I was able to consume while drinking whole unpasteurized milk as part of my meal, close to 5,000 calories in a sitting.
Oh, man!
I know. And I talked about it on the show because I would generally eat right before I'd get on the air because I would train fasted, and then I would eat. And now I have to admit, I was using peptides. I was using ghrelin-type peptides. I was using GHRP 6, which also stimulates hunger in high doses, half milligram. So that allowed me to really the insatiating effect of that peptide. But I was eating 5,000 calories in a sitting and then not eating again for the rest of the day until after my workout the next day. And I did that for 3 weeks. I actually told Rob Wolf about it, and he warned me. He said, "You're fooling with ancestral magic. You better be careful," he said to me. I just remember him saying that. So
ancestral magic?
Yeah. He was pretty funny about it. I want to take a break. I've got a question to come back to about eating too much protein. There's a myth out there that I think started by Vince Gironda, that eating too much protein causes your body to cannibalize the protein in your muscles. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Jose Antonio when we come back. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it.
There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yo, mic check.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jose Antonio. Dr. Antonio, let's plug the ISSN website and event. If people want to go and become certified through ISSN, where do they go?
Yeah, the simple address is ISSN.net, ISSN.net. In fact, our next big conference is actually in London, England. It's in April 16 and 17. And obviously most people can't get there. Europeans will show up. But for Americans, our big national conference is in Clearwater Beach, Florida, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's a beautiful venue. The hotel is actually right on the beach. So for people who kind of get bored with the science, they're like, hey, I'll go sit by the cabana, have a few drinks, blah, 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 watch the waves.
Yeah, very, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that, if I remember correctly, Vince Gironda probably started this, but it's been passed around for a long time, that eating a very, very high-protein diet can be counterproductive for bodybuilders because it increases the production of proteolytic enzymes that then go out and break down muscle tissue faster. What do you think about that?
It's got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. How could possibly eating more dietary protein cause you to lose skeletal muscle protein? I mean, well, besides the fact that we've actually done studies where we overfeed people on protein and they actually gain lean body mass, besides the fact that data shows the opposite, it makes absolutely no physiologic sense that if I were to consume, it's sort of like, you know, you tell a grizzly bear, well, you know, just keep eating more food because the more you eat, the more weight you lose.
Yeah, and the smaller you're going to get.
it's not only is it counterintuitive, it makes no scientific sense because that's one of those things where someone says it, someone else repeats it before you know it has a life of its own.
Yes.
And nobody ever questions it because I guess, you know, some people will believe any statement depending on the source it comes from when in fact you just got to step back a little, think about it and say, how could that possibly happen in the human body? So that would be like saying, okay, I'm from today until for the next 8 weeks, I'm going to I'm going to get an extra 50 grams of whey protein, and I'm going to drink it in the middle of the day. So using that logic, that would mean in 8 weeks I would lose muscle, which I'm like, that's sort of like, you know, apples rising instead of falling. It's like, what?
Well,
where did that come from?
You know, and my argument was, well, if that protein does that, then eating high carbohydrates would increase the enzymes responsible for breaking down carbohydrates, and that would disrupt glucose management in the body as well.
And then you'd be breaking down carbs without even having exercise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, how about this one? Do you have to have carbs with your high-protein diet? As you talked about before, about you got to backload with something if you're eating low protein. But do you have to have carbs in order to build muscle, to see a protein synthetic response? I remember Dr. Marla DePasquale wrote a book that many people still use as their go-to diet called the Anabolic Diet, where he espoused basically a high-fat, high-protein diet. This was also, I think, promoted by some of the fathers of physical culture back in the day, that this high-fat, high-protein diet was more than adequate to build muscle. You did not need the carbohydrates to build muscle. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, I think where sort of people get confused is the word need or... Actually, the scientific answer to that is they're correct. There isn't a need. Meaning, let's say I were to have you work out and I would feed you, let's say, 500 calories of just protein, or 500 calories of protein with, let's say, another 200 calories of sugar or carbs. Does the added carbs or sugar help in terms of an anabolic effect? The general answer to that is no.
Oh.
Okay, but here's the caveat. In order to recover from exercise, again, depending on the exercise, you got to get carbs in because you need carbs to help you train. Now, I know I'll get arguments from people who do powerlifting or bodybuilding that perhaps you don't need as much carbs, which I would tend to agree in general. But remember, carbohydrates are still stored as glycogen. So and with every gram of glycogen, you store about 3 grams of water. So it gives your muscle a sense of fullness, but also, and this is where the carb issue sort of gets lost, it helps promote the increased volume of your cells. Because when you have more water in your cells, it tends to be more anabolic. So if you're constantly on a low-carb diet, certainly the amount of water stored in your cells and certainly the amount of glycogen stored in your cells tends to be low. So if you're looking strictly at the muscle protein synthetic response, it is absolutely true that you probably don't need the extra carbs. But I tend to look at it more in the long term. You need the carbs to train. You also need the carbs to help, store glycogen. So it really depends. It sounds
to me like the carbohydrates are more extrinsic than intrinsic in the role of building muscle. They allow you to train harder, perhaps, at one point. And these new protein fibers, they require glycogen to kind of bulk up, if you will. And so there's an extrinsic effect. But but if I was getting the adequate added calories in my diet from fat, and I was eating my 3.4 grams of protein a day per kilogram, and I was using fat as the backloading of my calories, I should have the same protein synthetic response as if I was using carbohydrates, right?
Yeah, you should. The question is, would your ability to train hard be impaired or not be as good if carb intake was too low? And that's really the question, because when people say, well, what diet or what should I eat, you know, in terms of, let's say, training for bodybuilding, and one of the more simple answers is you should eat a diet that allows you to train the hardest, because ultimately the training stimulus is what causes you to gain muscle mass, right? So without an adequate training stimulus, you don't gain muscle mass. So if adding carbs helps you train harder, add the carbs. Now what you do post-workout or the rest of your meals, you can just eat protein and fat, but I still think you need those carbs to help you train harder.
I think Dr. Dominic D'Agostino would debate that with you, because he, as a proponent of a ketogenic diet and a bodybuilder of sorts himself, he claims that since he has been keto adapted, he's able to train just as hard, if not harder, as when he was fueling his workouts with carbohydrates, and he has not lost any muscle as a result of his going into keto adaptation. So could it be that acutely, by backloading with fats, you may not see the benefits, but once the body started to, and let's not forget the fact that we were just talking about what does the body do with all this excess protein that it doesn't need for protein synthesis. Well, through gluconeogenesis, it would produce its own glucose.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if you did it for long enough, if there would the body would turn a corner and become efficient at producing high levels of energy without carbohydrates.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the key. If you did it long enough, and I think the challenge with the ketogenic diet is it's so difficult to comply with, and I know very few people who can actually do it and stick to it, that because there's so few people who can comply with it, it's hard to know whether or not, you know, if you get the average athlete and say, okay, I'm going to put you on a ketogenic diet and I want you to stick to it for several months, I think it's one of those things where and I always go back to pragmatic issues. It's like they literally have to eliminate a chunk of food or choices of food that otherwise are, you know, most people love carbohydrate-containing
right.
food. So it's like, God, eliminating this would, you know, it's doable in the short run, but can you do it in the long run? And that's where it gets kind of tricky. Now, if you're training for an event, and let's say you're a professional athlete, I say, hey, try it and see if it works. But
right.
if you're just someone who's just a regular guy, likes to work out, and it's like, huh, God, do I really want to give up carbs? And basically, you are giving up carbs. For the next several months, it's like, holy crap, I can't eat apple pie. I mean, come on, no Oreos. Help me, please.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I do enjoy carbohydrates, but I can do without them, and I can focus on vegetables as my carbs. But I do get weaker. There's no doubt about it. I tend to become sluggish, but I've often wondered if I did it long enough, if my body would become adapted to it and I would start to produce more energy. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you to hold my hand as I touch the third rail. I'm going to ask you about vegan bodybuilders and protein sources, okay?
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Jose Antonio. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. My guest this hour is Dr. Jose Antonio. He is the you're the chairperson of ISSN, right?
Yes, I do. I run the International Society of Sports Nutrition. We founded it in 2003. So if you love sports nutrition science, we are the place to go.
And you actually had your own radio show in South Florida, right?
Yeah, you know what? I used to do a show. I had a couple radio shows, the Performance Nutrition Show. I used to do that with a good friend of mine, Carla Sanchez. And then I did the Weekend Workout. I had multiple co-hosts with me, but, you know, I love radio because I just like chit-chatting on the radio, and the problem, though, with, like, live radio is you can't say naughty words, whereas on a podcast you can say whatever the hell you want.
No, this is a family-friendly show.
Oh, okay.
I'm so fortunate that you haven't unleashed on me yet. That's great.
Oh, okay, because I've been on some other podcasts, and they start out with naughty words. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess no, we keep it clean because I have a lot of listeners who listen to the show in their car while they're commuting their kids to and from places. I actually have a lot of kids. I get emails from listeners sometimes that'll say that something about, you know, a friend offered them something to eat, and the kid would say, oh, no, Carl Lenore would get mad at me if I eat that. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know whether to feel good or bad about that. It's like, what am I? I'm like the boogeyman. You know, your mother used to say, oh, if you don't wash your hands, the boogeyman's going to get you. Oh, I don't want to be the boogeyman.
That's
funny. Anyway, okay, so every now and then I poke the bear and say, look, you know, if you're going to be a bodybuilder, you can't be a vegan bodybuilder unless you are really working hard to take advantage of some of the new protein powders. But if you're just a plain old vegan where you're eating the kind of stuff that you eat on the vegan diet, it's virtually impossible to see the type of protein synthesis that you want to see as a bodybuilder. Am I wrong about that?
I think in general you're actually correct. Another way to phrase the question is it possible to be a good bodybuilder on a vegan diet? And the answer to that, well, yes, because the question is it possible? Now, is it extraordinarily difficult? The answer to that is yes, it's extraordinarily difficult. You know, it's sort of like, you know, you want to be a runner, but you got, you know, 5-pound weights strapped to your ankles, and you're like, God, I have a hard time training. Well, yeah, you have 5-pound weights strapped to your ankles.
Right.
So, you know, what's interesting is we're in one of our studies, we're doing a 1-year study following recreational bodybuilders, and one of them is actually a vegan. And the trick with what he does is he's extremely organized in terms of what he eats. He gets a lot of his protein from, I don't know if it's pea powder,
yes,
or rice protein powder, but he gets a lot from that.
Pea protein, you know, pea protein is one of the greatest things to come along for the vegan bodybuilder because it truly does have a complete amino acid profile comparable to some animal proteins. But short of that, you know, soy protein is not a good, even though soy may have the right kind of amino acid profile, I've read that because our bodies don't produce something called trypsin, that it's virtually undigestible by human beings.
Well, you know, it's with all of these vegetarian sources of protein, particularly these protein powders, in general, they are inferior. For instance, you know, when you do head-to-head comparisons with some of the milk-based proteins, particularly
right,
whey protein. Now, to get around that, what you got to do, and this is where it's like it becomes even more difficult, you just got to eat a lot more of it. So if you eat more of it, you compensate for for less quality, you know, versus consuming the milk-based protein powder. So not only you're making just life difficult for yourself, now you got to eat just a lot more than the average bodybuilder who's getting, you know, protein from milk, protein from meats, protein from fish, and things like that. So it's, man, I have a ton of respect for bodybuilders who could do it on a vegan diet. It's like, wow, that's hard. It's hard enough to do it on a regular diet.
Right.
You're doing it on a very limited diet. It's like, wow, that's tough.
Yeah, no, and I agree. There are some vegan bodybuilders. Typically, but here's the difference. So whenever I talk about vegan bodybuilders, there are some people in my audience that get mad at me because they feel like I'm not giving them or paying them the homage that they deserve. And I am paying the homage that they deserve. They are very hard workers. But what I say quite often is you can tell a vegan bodybuilder from an omnivorous bodybuilder. An omnivorous bodybuilder, maybe a 5'8", 5'9", bodybuilder will typically be 215 pounds, 205, 220 pounds. I mean, these are big, thick human beings. And when you look at the vegan counterpart, they're usually 170, 180 pounds, 190 pounds. Now, they're ripped to shreds. They have beautiful physiques, great balance, great symmetry, but they always seem to lack the mass and the size that the omnivorous bodybuilder possesses. And I'm sorry, you can't put them side by side on a stage and go, who's the better bodybuilder? Because the person who has more muscle mass, that weighs into the equation when grading a bodybuilder. So I say, yes, you can be a vegan bodybuilder, but you're not going to look like a quote-unquote bodybuilder. You're going to look like somebody who's an athlete.
Do you have a lot of vegan friends?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
You know what's interesting is when I teach class at the university, I teach an exercise physiology class and a sports nutrition class. Just for fun, I say, hey, raise your hand if you're a vegan. And you know, there's always proverbially that one person, and we're like, oh, my God. And I always say, oh, you're not going to like this class.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I tease vegans a lot. Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, come on, milk tastes good, and meat is good, and chicken. And I always say, you know, the best food to consume is fish. I mean, great fat, great protein. I'm thinking you won't even eat fish. I mean,
yeah.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah, pesha vegetarian. Some of the longest lived human beings on the planet, the Hunza, they are lacto-ovo vegetarians. They eat a lot of the big plant-based diet. They eat lots of dairy, mostly in the way of kefir and yogurts.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat eggs. You know, I say, look, I got no problem with you if you are avoiding eating animals because you feel sorry for them. Then eat eggs. They're ovaries. They're not even chicks yet. Eat them.
Well, and also, you know what I would say, do you have a problem with consuming mammals? Well, eat fish. I mean, just like if you go to Japan where they eat a high fish diet with a lot of vegetables and even rice, they are among the longest lived people on earth. So, but I guess, you know, fish have feelings too, so I can't eat fish, you know.
Yeah.
I love fish.
All right, listen, Dr. Antonio, give the details about the website and the events coming up again real quick.
Yes, please go to www.issn.net. That's issn.net. For our conferences, our next big one is in London, April 16 and 17, and our super big one in the United States is June 9th to 11th in Clearwater Beach, Florida. So if you love science stuff and you like hanging out with a bunch of nerds who like to work out, please come to the conference.
Well,
you'll love it.
And I'll say this. If you're a personal trainer, nutrition is probably 80% of the equation of the success of your clients. There is no more credible organization out there when it comes to nutrition than ISSN. Having an accreditation from ISSN will go a long way, not only for you. I mean, invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, then you're not serious about your trade. But if you have an ISSN certification, it's not just something that you'll point to. The people in your community, your peers, will understand why you're much better than them because you understand this stuff. The ISSN is all about the science. I would say anybody out there who's a personal trainer to at least get the what's the entry level ISSN certification you offer?
It is the SNS, Sports Nutrition Specialist.
There you go. Get an SNS, yeah. Man. Be proud of who you are and let people know you're serious about what you do. You will be heads and shoulders above the other people that are training clients at the gym. So there you go. Dr. Antonio, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
Take care. We also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Please go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And tomorrow is Wednesday. We'll see you with more Superhuman Radio then. Thank you for listening today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing.